Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Well, I'm stumped from last week's challenge, so please put me out of my rabbit misery here.
That wascally wabbit challenge. I said start with the phrase rabbit hole. Rearrange these 10 letters to name two things you can read. What are they? And as a hint, I said the two things are very closely related to each other.
And what are they?
Well, if you rearrange the letters, you can spell Bible and Torah. All right, Ian, March Madness is, well, marching on here at Any Questions. Time to break out the conductor's baton and get ready for some questions about the man known as the March King as we march through a quiz on John Philip Sousa.
Oh, boy.
First up, Sousa led the U.S. Marine Corps band from 1880 to 1892, during which time he wrote what is commonly regarded as the official march of the Marine Corps. What is this march's two-word title, which is also the Marine Corps' motto?
Semper Fidelis?
Exactly. Which is Latin for let the buyer beware. After leaving the Marine Band, Sousa organized another band that surprisingly only marched 8 times in 40 years. One of those times was in Paris, where the band marched up the Champs-Élysées to what monument?
To the Eiffel Tower?
Nope.
To the Arc de Triomphe?
The Arc de Triomphe, which is French for let the buyer beware. In 1889, the owners of an East Coast newspaper commissioned Sousa to write a march to promote an essay contest sponsored by the paper. What newspaper, famous for an investigation in the 1970s led by two of its reporters, is it?
The Washington Post.
That is correct. And while I was researching this question, I clicked on a sample of the Washington Post march, and it's one of those where you know the tune, but I had no idea that it was called the Washington Post. Sousa is a member of the Hall of Fame for what sport? Of which he once said, just about the sweetest music to me is when I call pull, the old gun barks, and the referee in perfect key announces dead.
Shooting?
Yes, trap shooting specifically. And finally, a parody of Sousa's most famous march, The Stars and Stripes Forever, begins with the lines, be kind to your web-footed friends, for a blank may be somebody's mother. What aquatic bird fills in the blank?
A duck?
Yes, be kind to your web-footed friends, for a duck may be somebody's mother. Well, Ian continues to march all over these questions, or most of them anyway. He went 4 for 5 this week. Were you ever in marching band? Have you ever played a sousaphone? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge, which is...
Start with the phrase Marine Band. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters in each word, that names things that are trademarked. What are they? So again, start with the phrase Marine Band. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters in each word, that names things that are trademarked. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I'll get marching on the challenge and be back this same time next week.
Be kind to your web-footed friends. See you then.